The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our weekday podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Thursday the 22nd of August. In your Squiz today, George Pell returns to jail. Australia will help out in the Gulf. Donald Trump can't buy Greenland. And we have a new podcast coming. This is your Squiz today. There was no bigger news here in Australia yesterday than the loss by George Pell of his appeal against his December conviction for abusing two choir boys in the 1990s.
That's right, and highly anticipated. It was early June when that appeal was heard. So those things can take a couple of days or, as in this case, a few weeks for the result to be known. Two of the three judges from Victoria's Court of Appeal dismissed the main basis of the appeal, which was that the jury's original verdict was unreasonable. They also had some questions about errors of law, but all three judges backed the decisions that were made in that original trial. What that means is Cardinal George Pell, who is 78 years old, returns to prison.
He'll serve at least 3 years and 8 months in jail with a maximum term of 6 years. George Pell continues to maintain his innocence, and there is another avenue for appeal, Claire.
That's right. The next avenue for George Pell's legal team is to seek special leave to appeal in the High Court. Again, that can take a little bit of time. Pell has 4 weeks to lodge that appeal, so we'll know a little bit more in the coming weeks. His team says that's something they're going to make a decision about soon.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison said his sympathies were with the victims and that Pell's Order of Australia is likely to be taken from him. But Governor General David Hurley is waiting for all legal proceedings to be finalised before that happens. Quick Iran recap now before we get into this next story. Last year, Donald Trump took the US out of an international agreement with Iran to limit its nuclear capabilities, instead imposing economic sanctions on the country. That's a whole thing in itself. But in short, the repercussions have seen Iran start seizing commercial tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. This is bad because this is where oil, amongst other things, is moved around the world. The US asked Australia to give them a hand to stop this happening. Scott Morrison's been considering the request, Claire, and yesterday he decided.
Yes, yesterday Scott Morrison said that it was something that made sense for Australia to get involved in, given 25 to 30% of our refined oil comes through that strait. Critics who aren't quite on board say it's Australia getting involved in a fairly unstable situation in the Middle East, and the partner that we're going to join in Donald Trump is fairly unpredictable, so they have some concerns over that. But what Scott Morrison said yesterday is that it's a modest commitment. We're only sending one Navy frigate and a surveillance airplane. He said that it was also going to be very time limited.
Just on Donald Trump, he was due to go to Denmark in the coming weeks to discuss buying Greenland. But after Denmark's Prime Minister said it was an absurd idea, he's cancelled the trip. It does sound like an absurd idea.
It's just one of those weird world news stories that you come across and think it's fake news, but actually this is
interesting.
A thing. Yeah, really interesting. And the thing about it too is that Denmark, which had invited Donald Trump to come in the week after next, didn't know that that's why Trump was quite keen to come. So
right.
They're scratching their head over the last couple of days with the cancellation of that trip yesterday. It's all been a bit confusing for them, and has been for the world. But what it seems that Donald Trump was interested in is that Greenland is in quite a strategically interesting place. It's got good access to Eastern and Western Europe, and of course, it's also got a lot of natural resources. So, yeah, again, very confusing, but one of those really interesting, quirky stories that turns out to be quite real.
Yeah. And if you're wondering, like I was whilst doing research last night, why he's talking to Denmark about all of this, whilst Greenland is a self-governing country in its own right, it's actually part of the Kingdom of Denmark. Just a bit of, you know, facts about Greenland.
We're helpful like that. Yeah.
We try. Crown Resorts released their results yesterday. It seems foreign gamblers' time at the table is down.
Yeah, their big VIP high rollers aren't coming and spending as much as they were. Revenue from them is down 26% in the last financial year. Crown Resorts, as we know, has been troubled over the recent past and a bit before that even too, about how exactly it's complying with the law around those sorts of things. It says that it's going to continue to fight them, and its executive chairman yesterday, John Alexander, said that those inquiries are just an opportunity to demonstrate that they are complying with the law and doing the right thing.
A German study says that having kids will make you happier than not having kids, but ironically, the happiness only kicks in once they've left home.
Yeah, and of course, there's lots of interesting things about what happens, you know, and lots of debate, of course, about whether having kids is a good thing or a bad thing. But yeah, interesting that, yeah, kids have a net benefit in someone's life, but as long as they do provide a bit of distance.
It's great.
In the older years.
That's great. Yeah. I always wonder about these surveys and how they measure happiness.
But, and interesting too that the result showed that older people without children can also have that same level of happiness, but providing they have other sort of close social connections.
It's just all about not being lonely.
Exactly right.
Yeah. A quick message now from our podcast sponsor, CommBank. CommBank have just launched a new personalized app and it has some pretty cool features. Last week we spoke about smart alerts. This week, goals. The app's goal tracker helps you to save on a regular basis. It prompts you to first set a personalized savings goal and then it breaks it down into weekly targets. To find out more, visit combank.com.au/better. What's the email subject line today, Claire?
So it's a Lily Allen song. I can't tell you what the title of that song is only because it's rude.
Okay, yep.
But the lyric is, so please don't stay in touch. That has to do...
I know the song.
Yes. I'm reading between the lines. I'm sure many people will. Yep. But yes, that's to do with UK broadcaster Channel 4. It's got a really novel way of dealing with customer complaints that it released.
It's an advert really for their upcoming programming, and it's basically the talent going through all the criticisms that they've faced on social media and emails and feedback.
Feedback's a gift.
I'll link to that in the Squiz Today email. Speaking of feedback, and an exciting announcement from us. Well, we're excited, Claire. We hope those listening are too. A few months back, we put out a survey to listeners, and from that, we got the very clear feedback that they'd like more podcasts from us. So we've heard you, and we're launching a new weekly podcast called Squiz Shortcuts. Give us the rundown, Claire.
So Squiz Shortcuts is just a really quick podcast, just a few minutes, maybe up to 10, where we take one topic that's in the news quite a bit and we break it down so you've got the backstory and the context for why it's a thing.
Yeah, Squiz Shortcuts will be released once weekly. It's designed to be something you can listen to in your own time. It's not necessarily time critical, but it will give you that background and, as you say, context you need to understand the big news stories, the personalities in the news and historical events. So stay listening at the end of the podcast for the official trailer.
Ooh.
It's very Hollywood.
Official trailer. I love that we've got an official trailer.
And so you know when the first episode drops, make sure you subscribe by searching for Squiz Shortcuts wherever you get your podcasts. That'll do it today. I reckon we've done enough today.
Yeah.
We'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au. The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. I'm Kate Watson.
And I'm Claire Kimball.
Squiz Shortcuts is our new weekly podcast. It's your shortcut to more than the headlines. Claire, it's fair to say we spend more than a bit of time at the Squiz reading and distilling the news. What we've come to realise is that quite often there's a fair amount of assumed knowledge in news reporting, which can often make it hard to understand the big picture.
And what's really hard about the Squiz, but also what's really fun, is that part of our job is unpacking the background and the context to the news. Some examples just recently include the Hong Kong-China relationship, how the moon landing 50 years ago still impacts us today, and one for you, Kate, who Punky Brewster is.
I have no idea who Punky Brewster is. I still don't know. Those are some examples of news personalities and historical events that often come up, but if you're trying to understand them on your own, it can be confusing, not to mention time-consuming.
So what Squiz Shortcuts will do will give you the context that you need to get across the big news stories. You're smart people. You don't need to be told what to think. So in the usual Squiz tone, we'll keep it short and sharp and opinion-free and getting you briefed and on your way in under 10 minutes.
Unlike the daily podcast, Squiz Shortcuts won't give you the latest news, but rather it's designed to be listened to whenever you need the context to a particular news topic. So head to your preferred podcast app and search for Squiz Shortcuts. You can subscribe now. We're available on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. The first episode will be available very soon. Squiz Shortcuts is your shortcut to more than the headlines.